Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Yes, good Sunday morning. You're listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Back in the studio with me, the lovely Jan Taylor, founder of Butterflies Wins, and her trusty sidekick, my favorite girl here, Miss Thelma Scott, who is the founder of Barbara Jordan Endeavors. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all? Good to see you.
Wonderful.
Happy New Year. Okay. Yeah. So today, there's an incredible event that the people need to know about that's happening up in the Woodlands. The Community Winter Apparel and Blankets Charity Event. Yes. Taylor. So, tell us about the event that's happening today in the Woodlands.
What's going on is my heart spoke here, and I feel like there are shelters. Of course, there are shelters all over, and particularly during this time of the year, these shelters are like that forgotten community because everybody is getting in the hustle and the bustle of Christmas and the holiday, and then all of a sudden, boom, here comes the winter, bone-chilling cold, and these shelters are in dire need for the community to hear them, and I'm that voice that says, everyone has coats, sweaters, scarves, or something to donate. You don't have to give anything new, something that's slightly used, but in good condition that's going to be donated to a shelter, a child, even an adult. Because a lot of times when these women come into this shelter, they usually leave the abuser with what's on their back, what's on their feet. And if you're a mom and you're running for your life and you're trying to find safety and a refuge for your child or your children, you at that point, you don't have the time or the means to look in that closet and find that coat. So you normally just run and you get going. So now they spend nights at the shelter and these kids have to go back to school. So think about that. And a lot of them may have come during the Christmas holiday and they don't have apparel to take them through this. So here I am being that voice saying, Houston, all over, let's stop for a moment. Let's pause and get away from our normal hustle and bustle and let's help someone that right now can't speak because they're in a protective world. So that's a lot of that goes on here because a lot of them are in a protective situation. So they can't speak out. And me being that insider, I'm the one that can come out and say, help them.
Because you have this experience. So let's back up a bit for those who may not know. You are the CEO and founder of Butterflies Wind Foundation. People may not have heard our first interview, so talk about Butterflies Wind Foundation and what it is that you all offer.
Butterflies Wind, what I do is, well, how it started is being a part of that situation where I was there and I was able to see kids come into a shelter with, just like I said, what they have. And it just prompted me to reach out and ask the world to see things from their view, from that mom's view and from that child's view. And that is that in the midst of that storm that they're going through, Butterflies Wind comes in and allows that mom to direct her attention on the transitional period of what she's going through, of trying to place them in a new home, place them in a new school, give them a new identity. While she's doing that, my organization goes out and gets corporate sponsorships to help them build a mentor system that they can have something to grab hold to, vision themselves in something else. If I can change their perception to how they think, then I know it is going to create and stimulate this new perspective. And that new perspective is going to help them grow. And that's what Butterflies Wind is about. Giving them something to anchor on while they're going through the storm, that hidden disability of emotional, psychological turmoil that they're going through. That's what I do. I come in, right in the time of the storm. And I like to say I teach them how to dance in the storm. Learn to dance while the storm is going on. Don't wait for it to pass. You can teach them to dance in the storm. And that's what I do.
And that is what you do. Jan and I met at an event that JJ on the mic, who does middays here on 97.9 The Box, her Without Bruises a series of events where she, you know, met with women at a disclosed location. And these women came because they were in abusive situations and they did not know, you know, how to get out or escape, or they didn't have a plan to get out of this situation with this abusive male. If you don't mind, could you elaborate on that or share some of your story?
I'll share this side as to say, coming from the perspective of the women that JJ and I were a part of their lives and allowing them to tell their story, helped me understand a lot about the domestic violence part. So many people, America period, puts this label on domestic violence that is attached to the physical side. And people, my voice is to say, it's so connected to the emotional and verbal abuse that gets quiet. It doesn't have a voice, but it needs a voice, because there are women that are struggling and trying to run and trying to change their life, but I think sometimes when I hear those stories, they're waiting for the punch and the bruise, and
it's not always
like that. You have to, that's where I get this new saying that I say, mirror, mirror, where are my scars? Because you look in the mirror, she looks in the mirror and there's no scars, but there are scars deep in her soul. There's things that man, her husband, that significant other, he says he loves you. He does things. He may put you in a beautiful home. He puts these beautiful diamonds on your fingers. He puts these diamonds in your ear. He gives you cars. He just
gives you the world.
The world. But he doesn't treat you like that jewel that God has demanded that he do. And that's where we as women get stuck and get caught up, and we think that the domestic violence is that girl that got her face beat in and her arm broke and she's in a hospital bed. It's not just her. It's a lot of us that walk around just like that, and we hide it and we label it that it's him having a bad day. It's just you just don't understand him. He's just going through some things. But there's no excuse for him to demean and demise this woman and make her feel less than the queen that she's supposed to be. No excuse. So that's where I come in with on that side of it. And when JJ was speaking to these women, that well, a lot of them were telling those stories. And when they listened to that side of my story, that it doesn't always show a scar that you can see, but it could be years of stuff. That
verbal abuse, emotional abuse,
and it needs to come out. And I see a lot of the media has made a big point about it with the NFL and all of that stuff that's going on. But right here, locally, we got to say no more, no more. And while we're saying no more, we got to save these children. Because you have to stop the cycle. And that's what we talked about on the last show, that the cycle has to be broken. And the way the cycle, I feel, is broken is that child that's watching that, not necessarily watching his mom getting beat up, but spoken down to. His mom not treated like a queen. When he keeps seeing that and she keeps seeing that, she grows up thinking that's okay. And that's where I come in and say, no, it's not okay. So in the midst of that turmoil, I'm going to show you, this little girl, this little boy, how to dream inside. Because mom at that time, KG, is going through so much. I saw her. I was there with her. She's trying to transition and she's trying to find her new life. So she needs somebody to help her with that side meaning her kids, because they're going to a new school. They got new friends now. A lot of them are in such a protective situation where they're not even connected to their grandparents. They're not connected to their family because of the abuse situation that they had. They're really protected. So if you don't have a butterfly's wing, those kids are going to get written off. They're going to be lost. So I know I can't save the world, all of them, but if I can impact just a few of them, and then those few go tell somebody else that was in a domestic violence situation that you can get out of this. You can think differently. And I think that it's absolutely healing to the mom, because when she sees her child, a corporate sponsor sponsors this child to go to a camp. That's what I'm working so hard for, so they can go to camps, they can get scholarships. When she sees that, it's a process that's going on inside her that says, I got to fight harder. I can't go back. Even when that love thing hits her, and, you know, and all those jewelry, that jewelry flashback, and the car flashback, and she looks like she's in a toot toot and just traveling along. She looks at that child who came from a science fair and was excited and didn't even know that he had it in him to build this Lego skyscraper. He didn't know it. And the reason he didn't know is because so much was going on at home. Nobody got a chance to show it, show him that. So when she sees that and she hears that, don't tell me that's not music to her ears to say, I got to fight. I got to fight for him. I got to fight for her. I got to fight for them. That's why I can't go back. And that's what Butterflies Wins does.
And Butterflies Wins is doing an incredible job of doing that, and especially here with this community winter apparel and a blanket charity event, which is happening today from 2 until 7 at Jerry Built Homegrown Burgers, 1335 Lake Woodlands Drive in the Woodlands. How did you come up with this? What made you think of this idea? Because it's brilliant.
From, like I said, being in the midst of it and seeing where they're coming from and kind of start going, I hate going shopping, but being with other people that are going shopping during the Christmas time and watching them get all the turmoil and rustle and hustle and bustle of the shopping and buying this and buying that. And then I think about, oh my goodness, they bought a coat. They didn't even really need a coat. They just bought a coat and they bought another sweater. They got like 10. And then there's a child or a little baby that needs a onesie, and the mom's wrapping them up as much as she can. But all these people, and I don't think that they're doing it because they're being selfish. They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know that we, and I say we because that's my community, that we exist. They don't know because I've built, I have owned them, meaning like I have embraced them. They're family. They're my family. And I say, wow, I got to be their voice. I got to tell these women, these men who are going out buying presents and going through their children's closets during this time of the year, because my mom used to do that while we were out of school. We'd go through and she'd take all those clothes out and say, okay, you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need this, you don't need that, and take them to Goodwill. Well, now you can bring those things, those winter things, to this event. And if you can't come to the event, just go online. That's why I'm partnered with my partner here, Barbara Jordan Endeavors. Go onto the website and it'll send us an email, butterflieswinfoundation@gmail.com. Tell me where you are. And if you are a corporate, a company, an entity, and you want to just have a drop-off section, a site there, tell me and we'll come and get them. We'll come and get them. That's how bad it's needed, that these kids need to know that somebody else out there cares about them, and that instead of taking it to Goodwill, and nothing against Goodwill, I'm just saying that you don't have to worry about it getting, it's not going to be bought again. This is going to, it's not going to be sitting there going through the inventory. This is going to be used right away. Someone's going to, you don't have to worry about it sitting in a bag and they got to go through it next week. This is going to be used right away. There are there's a large local shelter here in the Houston area. And there's one in Humble. There's one in the Montgomery County. They're open 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And if you can do the math, do the thought processing, it'll tell you what the volume is needed for these children. And these are some of these kids are, mom, this just because you had a nice winter holiday, there's a mom and some kids showed up at the shelter during this event, during this time. And they need to be able to go to a school next week. Mm-hmm. And they need to look like they blend in. They need to have a coat. They can't. I don't want them to have a day where they didn't go to school because they don't have the clothing to get there. So that's where all of this came in. And
and what is the main need? I see that you are asking for a slightly worn or new specific winter apparel, i.e. blankets, scarves, coats, gloves, hats, hoodies, and onesies for the babies. Is there any one particular item of clothing that is needed more than
just
than
that?
The other?
Just that. No. Just think of yourself this winter if you left home mm-hmm. with just a shirt, long sleeve shirt, because it was cold. What do you need in the morning to go out?
That's everything.
So
coat, hat, gloves,
so whatever you exactly whatever you can give. And I'm just so proud to have a relationship that I've built with Jerry Built Burgers and that staff and organization there, to be able to allow myself along with Barbara Jordan Endeavors to come in and have this event there. Mm-hmm. They're like giving us total access from 2 to 7 for the families to come in, have a bite to eat. The kids will be there. There'll be some kids there. I'll have some, just have a fun day. Just come through and be able to say that you are a part of a significant event. Once you sit down and you have dinner, the proceeds from that event, they're going to give a donation to Barbara Jordan Endeavors for the scholarships that Miss Scott worked so hard to raise the funding. And she's never had grants. She's never had that corporate relationship in banking. So here it is now. It's time for all the 14 years that she's worked hard to come in and establish these relationships. And number one stepped in. Jerry Built Burgers said, okay, we're going to wave the flag and we're going to give a donation back to the children's for their scholarships and for the summer camps. That's what something new that Barbara Jordan is going to come in, that I'm introducing her to, Barbara Jordan Endeavors with Miss Scott, to come in and do the camps.
So Mrs. Scott, with Barbara Jordan Endeavors, for those who may have missed our show before, can you let us know about Barbara Jordan Endeavors?
Okay, Barbara Jordan Endeavors, we're an organization that we provide scholarships and services for students with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we also do training for their parents. Because in order for the students to be a part of the program, their parents have to be a part of the program so they can understand what we're trying to do. Because
right.
we have to kind of educate the parents, because a lot of them in denial about their kids' disabilities. So we try to bring it out of them to know we're here to help them. We're not here to put them in a box and talk about them. We're here to help them their child transition from high school to college, and follow through with whatever we can do. And it's just been an honor to partner with Butterflies Wins is coming together, because some of my students have dealt with the same situation that her organization dealt with. So by coming together, it has been, the partnership has been awesome coming together doing this, because we work with low, moderate income families, all of our kids in the Barbara Jordan program. So you're looking at kids that you don't even imagine that don't have a coat to go to school. You're looking at so many, because there's so many different organizations give kids that and kids that. You have to sign up and do and qualify for this and all. But we are here just to help the kids that's in our program to be able to not give up, no matter what, in their families. That's most important. That know they have a leaning post, and we're just here there to help them whatever we can do. And we have so many success stories with our kids that graduated. We have one student now. She needs to go back to college. She's in HCC, but she doesn't have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that we'll raise enough funds on January, on today, to be able to send her to college at HCC.
Oh, man. And and so you listening can help do that today. 2 until 7 at Jerry Built Homes Burgers, 1335 Lake Woodlands Drive in the Woodlands. You can log on to jerrybuiltburgers.com if you need directions there. And then also they've got the dine-in and make an impact for their lives. Go ahead. What were you pointing out?
I was just saying, also, if they can't find the information at jerrybuiltburgers.com, of course, go into BarbaraJordanAmbassadors.org. Of course, this is a 501c3 partnership fundraiser. So those persons who are concerned about that, there it is. You go onto that website. It's all there, all the information that you need. So there's no excuse for Houston not to come and let Woodlands know we love all of these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with it still being the holiday season, you know, the season of giving should be year round, I think.
Yeah, and I even gave them a chance to rest. It's the new year, the weekend.
What about the end of the year?
Yeah.
Tax deductible.
Oh, yeah, you can still do
Mrs.
that.
Scott, see, Ms. Scott putting you up on something, folks.
Exactly, and we will have that information there, so come on, there's no excuse.
That is today. Today, Sunday, January 4th, from 2 until 7 at Jerry Built Homegrown Burgers, 1335 Lake Woodlands Drive in the Woodlands. The zip is 77380 in case you need to put it in your GPS.
Yes, because you went out Wednesday night, Thursday you're tired, you rested. Friday, right. You may have to go to work for a little bit. I gave you a chance to rest on Saturday. Now come out today.
Now come out on Sunday up to the Woodlands, and so you can drop off your donations there. Once again, they need slightly worn and or new specific winter apparel, such as blankets, scarves, coats, sweaters, gloves, hoodies, and onesies. They are needed for a local shelter housing women and children from domestic violence and abuse homes and youth harboring various disabilities.
Yes, and like I said, no excuse. Give me a call. Not call, but actually email me at butterflieswin. That's butterflies, W-I-N, foundation, at gmail.com. And me and Ms. Scott will truck it on over to get the items wherever you are. Or we'll send someone.
We'll send someone to get those items. So this is very important. You know, and winter has officially started, and it seems as though now it's gotten cold. That has gotten January.
Yes, it is. Exactly. And for some reason, I know that it's still like a holiday weekend, mm-hmm. and a lot of people already have things planned. But don't let that stop you from being a part of this. If you can't come out today, that's why we gave the emails and the website, because the shelters, like I said, is open 24/7, mm-hmm. 365. So the winter is still going to be going on for another month or two. So I still need your support. Me and Ms. Scott, we still need you all to come out and help us. So contact us, even if it's after today. Right. Just let us know if you're a company and you want to put we have the donation boxes. If you allow us to bring something there, would be an incentive to your job, to your company, for people coming in, patronizing your company. But at the same time, they're coming in to give something back to the community. Call me. I mean, email me. Send me a word and let me know.
Make sure someone picks it up.
Exactly.
And you can email her at butterflieswinfoundation@gmail.com. That's butterflieswin, W-I-N, foundation@gmail.com. And to contact Barbara Jordan Endeavors, you can contact Mrs. Scott at bjendeavors@att.net. That is bjendeavors@att.net. The Community Winter Apparel and Blanket Charity Event this afternoon from 2 until 7 in the Woodlands at Jerry Built Homegrown Burgers, 1335 Lake Woodlands Drive. It's going to be awesome. So do something good for your heart and help donate so these kids who are in these domestic abuse situations along with their mother can have something to stay warm during these winter months.
Yes. I just, when you said that, I want to make sure with the moms especially, we have a few requests from the transitional side, the women of the plus size. I know for a fact that mm-hmm. some of the women that are already in transitional homes, like just recently got their own place, and that's all they were just blessed to just have the walls and mm-hmm. a few things
and
in there and a roof mm-hmm. over their head. Amen. So if you remember, they wanted me to make sure to say that a lot of times they get left out, the plus size.
Yeah. So we're talking like size 12 and above, or
yes, okay. Yes. That, yeah, plus absolutely. 16. you know.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
No doubt. So mm-hmm. we need plus sizes as well. So Houston, stand up and do what you can. Taylor, it's always a pleasure. Mrs. Scott, you know, I enjoy seeing you every time, darling.
Thank you.
So she's a little under the weather, but she's pulling it.
Well, thank you for coming this morning.
Under weather, but never give up.
Well, yeah, that's her.
Never
so
give
we'll
up.
See everybody later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Jan Taylor from Butterflies One Foundation and Miss Thelma Scott from Barbara Jordan Endeavors. Thank you all so much. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.